It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I was going to do my whole Yankee spiel here of Yankees lose. Do my little Yankees impersonation, but no, the Yankees fold like origami in magnificent fashion. I have to shout this out from OptiStats because the collective meltdown the Yankees had last night is truly, truly one of a kind. How one of a kind? The Yankees are the only Major League Baseball team to blow a 5+ run lead, allow 5+ unearned runs, commit 3+ errors, commit a catcher's interference, and commit a balk all in the same game, regular season or postseason. This dates back to 1913. 111 years worth of those particular stats have been tracked. Catcher interferences, box, errors, earn runs, run, and run lead.
And it was all started because your captain, your big star, couldn't catch a routine fly ball.
Oops.
And then your best pitcher, your ace, your dude who you got for this game to come in and shove, couldn't shove his fat butt over to first base to cover.
It is insane how a 5-run lead disappeared that quickly. I don't know how to explain everything that I watched, but I watched and I laughed and I joked and I chuckled and I went,
felt like a Mariner
Yankees
game.
That hurt.
It was,
you're not wrong.
It was a cataclysmic meltdown of epic proportions. Like all the hyperbole that gets thrown around, this is in a singular game moment situation of the highest order. This is the biggest meltdown I have ever seen because it had nothing to do with the Dodgers.
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's all on the Yankees not doing the little things, but
not even the little things. The things, the minimum level of requirement.
Right, but that's the thing. Like, you have to do the little things to win championships, yeah. And they didn't do it, I mean, this whole year. I mean, remember, there was a point in time where they wanted Aaron Boone fired.
Oh, yeah, no, from
being the manager. He still might get fired.
Yeah, they were the worst base running team in baseball.
They so
consistently
slow.
Made mistakes. They made plenty of errors in the outfield. Their defensive at metrics were not great, but they overcame it by having the rebirth of Murderer's Row. When you've got Soto, Stanton, and Judge, who just said, go ahead, we will absolutely rake. And, you know, the last two games, the Yankees found their offense. They started hitting the deep ball. That short porch in right field came into play, and they were smacking it over there over and over and over again. But everything else just fell apart for them, and the Dodgers went, oh, okay. And they stepped right in, and then you come out with Walker Buehler in the ninth inning, and boy, did he just absolutely dice them up in the end of that game. It was incredible. Well, everything that happened, the Dodgers, once they took control of that, it goes back to the Grand Slam for me. It goes back to Freddie Freeman hitting that Grand Slam. It did something functionally to that Yankees team. Like, it snatched their soul, and they found a little bit of it. They found a little bit of it in Game 4, and even in Game 5, it seemed like, maybe they can do something here and make this exciting, make this interesting, make it, you know, do something teams haven't done, which is come back from that 3-0 hole to make it at least competitive. And then, oh my God.
What I think you saw, though, is a team that spent a lot of money versus a team that spent a lot of money to fill out their roster. The Dodgers have a great roster. It's the best roster in baseball. There's a reason why they were the number one team picked, you know, to win the World Series at the beginning of the year. And the funny part is they're going to get better because eventually Shohei is going to pitch.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is pitching next year, guys. You know, enjoy. Like,
Walker Buehler is getting better as he comes back off of his injuries. So what the Yankees did is they spent a lot of money, but they spent a lot of money primarily, you know, on their lineup and who can hit. And they spent that money on Judge, and they spent that money on Stanton, and they spent that money on Verdot. And so as you look at their roster, like, yeah, Gerrit Cole's a great pitcher, but does anyone else, maybe if Nestor Cortez is 100% healthy, does anyone else really scare you? No, they don't. So while it is, well, the Yankees spent a lot of money, but they didn't win, and so ha 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 ha. They went up against a team that spent more money than they did, but also spent more money in a variety of different positions. They spent it in infield talent. They spent it in outfield talent. They spent it clearly at the DH, but they spent it in the bullpen. They spent it on their starting pitchers. They won multiple games in multiple series where they just went, hey, we're going to go a bullpen game today and we're going to find a way to win.
It's like a lot of the arms. It's like the whole Yankees lineup. You can go through and you can name somebody and whatnot. But like, I remember even watching a couple of these early games. I'm like, I don't know who this Edmund guy is. Lux, you know, right. So like the Dodgers, they filled it with the role players surrounding
Tommy using St. Louis Cardinal, great.
Yeah. But using those guys to surround the big talent.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and complement them and the things that they do well.
It's Vancouver a complete roster.
Line. Yeah, the Vancouver Vortex line. Congrats to the Dodgers for buying a title. Baseball needs a salary cap. No, it doesn't. Also,
it never will.
There's a direct correlation between spending money and winning in baseball. If you want to win, spend money. It's that simple.
And also, they played the Yankees.
But here's the thing.
Right.
Who have the number one salary cap.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the irony, too, is there are richer owners than the Yankees.
Oh, God, yes. They're just choosing not to. Well, like that. They print money.
Cleveland's owner has way more money than what the Steinbrenners do.
Yeah. The Steinbrenners are the same thing as the Buss family with the Lakers. They're cash poor. Like, they don't have the crazy, crazy money.
Right, but they choose to spend it because, well, one, of the environment and the name.
And they print it.
And they want to win, right? Whereas, like, the Cleveland owner is like, I'm going to get X amount if I treat it like a business, so I'm going to treat it like a business, and hopefully I get close. And so, like, for me, yeah, this is a great text on the Vancouver Four text line. Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, top three payrolls. Guess what? They're three of the four teams in, you know, the semifinals, right? So In baseball, you have to spend money to win, but if you're going to spend that money, you need to do it more like the Dodgers did, where it's all around your lineup. It's in your pitching staff. It's in your bats. It's not just where the Yankees spent a lot of money on three or four really good hitters, you know? So I think it shows what the Dodgers did with a complete roster. They constructed it the way they wanted to. And I remember, like, the joke going into it was this World Series is Hitler versus Stalin, right? And I feel like, unfortunately, Stalin won.
Well, that's too apropos for the next week.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the Dodgers and the financial power that they have. I mean, they're my majority owner. What's his name? The Guggenheim family. They've got the asset portfolio that they're managing is worth over $350 billion.
They have that sweet Magic Johnson money, too.
I mean, look, Magic does have, like, real money. Like,
I know.
It's kind of like when you talk about Nick Saban, you're like, oh, Nick Saban's got good college football money. Like, no. Nick Saban has hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars at this point because he owns all of the Cadillac dealerships in the southeast part of the country. It's insane. Oh, yeah. I think he has something like 18 car dealerships.
Well, wasn't it to get the money to buy in, Magic had to sell like 200 Starbucks and another 100 McDonald's, and it's like that's only a quarter of his portfolio. Yeah.
No, it's the he's pretty
they got
diverse.
Money, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that Dodgers team is absolutely loaded, and they have the potential to be a little bit more loaded because Juan Soto is going to hit the free agent market, and following the game last night and the loss last night against the Yankees, he was interviewed, and I don't know, you guys tell me, does this sound like a guy who's returning to New York?
You never know, man. At the end of the day, we will see where we are. Definitely tough game to be my last one, but really happy with what we accomplished as a team and how far we got. Definitely we wanted to be the last team standing, but things happen.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, did he just say tough game to be my last one?
Yep. Said the quiet part was said out loud. I am a diehard St. Louis Cardinals fan. They are not in a great place right now. But if I'm going to watch them, tear things down and rebuild in the meantime, I want to get weird and I want to see the Dodgers go get Juan Soto and just have the most insane lineup we've ever seen.
I think there's a chance that the Mets make a run at him too, because
which would be unfortunate because it would hit him with a curse and break him.
Well, they have the money though. Like there are only going to be a few teams that
speaking of owners,
right? Yeah, if there's any owner that has the money,
going.
I mean, shoot, half of his payroll right now isn't even playing for him. That's how much he's willing.
I
want to
say he's worth something like $40 billion. I think he's the richest owner in baseball.
It wouldn't shock me. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the few where he's almost by himself, to my knowledge. But Soto's agent is Scott Boras. What is Scott Boras known for? Never commit, never say anything right away, and just drive up your free agency and find a way to get a contract. They're talking about him being like, what, a 14-year, $600 million player? That's insane money. Insane money. And he might be worth it because when you look at him, aside from Freddie Freeman, who shows up more in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Who shows up more for big-time franchises? It's not easy to show up in New York.
No.
And he did.
No, so, look, if you're the Yankees,
showed up in Washington.
You just give him the check. And then if he says no, then...
How many teams do you think give him that check?
Five.
You think Dodgers, both New York teams, and then who else?
I think there's going to be a team that sneaks up out of Toronto was a player for Shohei.
Do they have the money to throw that at him?
Yeah.
And then if they all throw it at him, we're going to truly find out what type of player Soto is, because if he chooses the one that gives him the most money but isn't really a playoff threat, then it's like, all right, you're just in it for the money. Or does he go to LA for the Dodgers? Does he go to New York with the Mets.
Well, I mean, the protection he would get with the Dodgers is so disgusting.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Well, you're gonna walk Freddie Freeman to get to Juan Soto. I mean, you're gonna walk Juan Soto to get to Shohei Ohtani. Like, you know what I mean? It's the idea of Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani in the same lineup is
It's not even getting into Smith.
That's the greatest four hitters in a row ever.
Yeah, that's not even talking about getting into Teoscar, who had a career year this year. That's not talking about getting into Muncy. That's not talking about getting into Lux, Smith. Like, it's one of the deepest lineups in baseball, if that's where he wants to go. And why not super team?
It would piss off the Padres fans so much. So much.
Be great.
So I'm pro dads. I'm pro dads. I like me some Padres. I was pulling for them early in the playoffs. So, but yeah, no, I am 100% for the chaos. Shout out to the Dodgers. Dave Roberts has somehow managed to bumble his way to another World Series title. That's now three that he's got. I guess now he's tied with Tommy Lasorda.
Is that bumbling your way?
I mean,
he's winning.
I mean,
can you bumble your way to three? You might be able to slip into one. I mean,
like
just look at the
like
Tigers.
Barry Switzer, fell ass backwards into one.
Right, right. Coach O at LSU?
Yeah,
he falls into one.
Yeah,
but can you fall into three?
No, I don't think you can fall ass backwards.
At
into
that
three.
Point, you're a good manager.
That's what I'm saying.
At least a competent one.
Well, he's got two as a manager, one as a player.
Okay, so still.
So two with the Dodgers and one in 04.
Okay, well, still two.
That's two.
Still,
that's competent.
Tough to fall into two.
That's competent. And you're in the conversation every year.
And baseball at times can be streaky. No, sometimes you just run into that team.
And Roberts has had his fair share of disappointments. There's no doubt about that. I mean, good Lord. But, you know, he got it done twice. And then how many people can actually say they've done that? So he's ultimately somehow, weirdly enough, going to get a statue in L.A., I'm sure. Just because it's, again, you're right there alongside Tommy Lasorda.
Hopefully is it going to be more realistic than Dwayne Wade?
Yeah.
I like that we're both right on that.
Yeah, I was say I think they're probably not going to have to use those guys to commission any more statues coming up.
Yeah, how is it that he looks more like Kelsey Grammer than anything?
I know, right? It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.